now. So welcome to today's episode, How to Start a Dropshipping Business Using Shopify and Google Ads. I'm super excited to talk to you guys about how to do this because I think, honestly, almost anybody can do this kind of stuff. It doesn't take a whole lot, but it does require a couple of things. And number one, just the impetus to become an entrepreneur and run a business. Okay, business is not the most simple thing, but it is very doable for anybody. You just have to get a basic foundational understanding of what business is and how it works so that you can run one yourself. Now, obviously, the best way to do that is already have a job and work for a business, okay? So most of you out there already have jobs, and if you don't, you probably have had a job in the past. And a job is one of those great things you can start with because you're only taking care of one system within a bigger business, okay? And a business is made up of all sorts of different types of systems. You have admin, you have sales, you have customer service, you have marketing, you have fulfillment, you have purchasing, you have, you know, the CEOs and the decision makers and the managers. Okay, so there's all these different systems in a big business, whereas a small business, just you particularly, you have to run the whole show. You have to do all the different systems in one. So that's what being an entrepreneur and being a business owner is all about, is first starting on your own and managing all these systems, in fact, building these systems out, and then over time, hiring a team and building a team to build them for you. So that's kind of the long-term outlook of what this stuff is. And dropshipping is just a really simple way to start a business online where you don't necessarily have to have all the upfront capital to purchase a bunch of products and stock and stuff like that. And you don't have to have a bunch of expertise and knowledge in any particular industry right off the bat in order to start it, okay? So it's really, really simple and easy. And this is why I started with dropshipping back in the day. Before that, I was actually selling stuff on eBay, just lying around my house and other things like that. And I would go to garage sales and find deals on things. Like I found a snowboard one time for, you know, I was able to bargain the person down to $20 on a snowboard, a whole complete snowboard. And I went to eBay and I sold it for $200. So you never know what you're gonna find at a garage sale and do that, but it's not really a sustainable thing. But the cool thing about dropshipping is that it can be very sustainable if you do it right. So that's what I'm gonna attempt to teach you guys in this call, how to do dropshipping right and how to start that type of dropshipping business, okay? So let's just clear things up really quick. There's a few different types of dropshipping, okay? And I wanna make it really clear, a sustainable type of dropshipping, evergreen model, I like to call it, versus the kind of overnight success dropshipping where you like find a trending product, you import it from China, or you just dropship it from China, or you even find a supplier in the US, but it's basically around trends and interests, okay? So usually the prices are lower on those types of products. You know, you might be targeting an interest group like people that like dogs, and you might sell some sort of an item, maybe even a print-on-demand kind of item to people who like dogs or something like that. And that's just an example, and it's like $20, $30, $40, $50 price point, okay? So these kinds of things can be evergreen if they're based around an evergreen interest, an evergreen niche, but the trend of the actual product itself might be up or down depending on how you create it, because in reality, you are sort of the manufacturer in that type of business model, okay? If you're doing print-on-demand, you're the manufacturer and supplier. If you do dropshipping from China, you technically have the legal liability of the manufacturer supplier. In other words, if a customer decides they don't like the product, or there's something defective with the product, or it arrives damaged, you are the one that is responsible for that product, okay? So you're gonna have to refund them, or you're gonna have to take care of a replacement or something like that. Whereas the way I like to do dropshipping is completely different. And it does take a little bit more upfront things, and I'll talk about that right now before I get into it. But first and foremost, you need to have good credit in order to get started with this stuff, okay? Or a bunch of capital to be able to support a higher cost of goods sold. Because what I do is called high ticket dropshipping. And there's a lot of like talk about high ticket, what exactly high ticket means. High ticket basically just means expensive stuff, but there's a whole model around high ticket that works, and then there's a model that's very sketchy and doesn't work. So I'll explain the two differences there. The model that's sketchy, first off, is importing or dropshipping from China high ticket products. Very, very sketchy, because what you're doing is you're assuming liability and the risk for that product. You are the supplier manufacturer, so you have the legal liability of that product. If something wrong with that product or it gets delivered, you get screwed. So it's a really good idea to not dropship from China those types of products, but actually dropship from the US. Not only do that, but also work with a manufacturer supplier that will give you a contract you fill out that makes you an authorized dealer of their products, okay? And what you're going to be able to do at that point is take advantage of their warranty system. So warranties are great, because what warranties do is they give you something to fall back on. If there's something wrong with the product, or the product arrives damaged, right? And it's a $1,000 product, if it was something you dropshipped from China, then you have to assume the liability risk for that, okay? You have to take that product back, have it in your own fulfillment warehouse or something like that, and try to resell it on eBay. That's a pain in the butt. But if you work with a supplier that gives you an authorized dealer contract, and then a warranty to go along with that that covers what happens in the case of shipping damage, or in the case of defective product or something like that, like they'll replace the parts and whatever that's necessary, you have more insurance, let's just call it, coverage to insure you in case of that issue happening, which does happen sometimes, okay, especially with big bulky products that are complicated. So it's really important to understand that. LaMichael Dotson asks, so you can't use the purchase money. I think what you're trying to get at is that you have to use the money that is from your credit to purchase the product. And you can't just go and buy a bunch of these products unless you have enough capital to do it, right? That's the whole idea with this business model. So you don't need upfront capital to buy the product in bulk like you would if you were the manufacturer's supplier. But in the same respect, you still need good credit, because what happens in the dropshipping business model is that you have to purchase the product as soon as you sell it. Okay, your manufacturer is going to stock it and inventory it for you, but you still have to purchase it. You have to have it shipped right away. You can't just wait for that money to get deposited to your checking account and then purchase it. It's going to take like 3 to 5 days to even start the process of shipping. And the fulfillment process often can take up to 3 to 5 days, because if it's a big bulky product, the manufacturer will have to take the product, do some quality control on it, make sure it's good, box it or crate it up, and then call a third party carrier to come and pick it up for you and then take it to your customer. Or you might have to be the one to actually fill out the bill of lading and have the carrier pick it up from the supplier and drop it off to your customer, okay? So it's just kind of a process that comes with high-ticket dropshipping. Now, high-ticket dropshipping from the U.S. using your own store is very profitable, and that's what makes up for all this kind of go-between that you have to do. And the biggest benefit here of this business model is that you don't have to create these products yourself. And when you sell one of these high-ticket products, oftentimes the margins are 20 to 30%. So on average, with a $1,000 product or a $2,000 product, you're making somewhere between $200 to $300 all the way up to like $400 to $600 on average in profit per sale. So that makes it really profitable, and it gives you the ability to run paid advertising to your product listings so you can get targeted traffic really fast, and you can close sales, and you can make a profitable business. You can pay for Shopify hosting, you can pay for a bunch of apps, you can pay for a VA even after the first, like, you know, 10 or 20 sales per month. Once you get to that level, you can start paying for a VA full-time to manage everything for you and to grow your business, okay? So it's really cool. So now you guys have an understanding of how dropshipping works. Yeah, it's usually 20 to 30% margins. That's usually what you work out with. Now, if you're doing a different business model, like, let's just say you're selling software, or you're selling digital products online, like blueprints or some sort of a music or like a training course or something like that, digital products, the profit margin is going to be much higher, but there's going to be a lot more expenses related to marketing as well. So regardless of your business model online, net profits usually come out to somewhere between 20 to 30%, okay? Sometimes upwards of 50% if it's a little bit more of a digital related model and you don't have too many marketing expenses, but oftentimes that's where the margins lie. So that's it. And how to start a dropshipping business is pretty simple. Okay, so just know what you're getting yourself into and then get ready, because the next step is really exciting and it's building your business fast. Okay, when you first make the decision and have that epiphany moment that this is what you want to do, the next thing you have to do is plan it out and make sure that you are completely devoted to this business model for at least 30 to 90 days. Because if you give up halfway, you're not going to ever see any results. And in the back of your head, you're always going to be thinking, that never worked out for me. Okay, it's going to be the same thing with any business model you try to do online, by the way. If you try to go at affiliate marketing and you give up halfway through, you're going to have the same feeling about it. If you try to do anything else, if you go and get a job and you give up halfway through, you're going to get fired, right? It's just the way it goes in life. So you got to be completely committed to this. And the first thing you need to do is form your legal business. It kind of goes without saying, but a lot of people sort of look over that because they just start building a website. And it's true you can just start as a sole proprietor, but you still need a couple of really important things even if you're going to be a sole proprietor. Number one, you need a checking account. Number two, you need a credit card. And number three, you need either an employee identification number or some sort of a seller's permit or business license, because you need to be an official business. Especially if you're doing business in the US, you can do this in any country, and every country is a little bit different. The rules and regulations and whatnot about how to start a business are different in every country, but generally speaking, that's what you need. And if you have assets to protect, it's really important to start an LLC at least, some sort of a limited liability corporation or company, something that's going to protect your assets. So let's say you own a home, or you own some land, or you own a boat or a car, or whatever you own. If you own like Bitcoin or some stock market holdings, or you own other businesses, you need an LLC to protect your other assets. Because if something happens and a customer gets really pissed, what could happen is, especially with a high ticket order, they could sue you. Okay, I've never heard of this happening, but it is possible, especially in the States where everybody knows they can sue anybody for anything. They could sue you. And if you don't protect your other assets from that, then they can take all those other assets, sue you for all your other assets. But if you have everything in the LLC, everything flows through that LLC as far as finances go, they can only take what's in that business. Okay, so everything's protected. And if you had any issues with creditors, that kind of thing too, it's the same deal there. Everything's protected. Okay, but it has to flow through that LLC. All right, so that's the first thing. Next thing, it's really important, obviously, is niche research, okay? Everybody kind of thinks about niche research as this like confusing topic, but really it doesn't have to be that confusing, and I'm here to simplify it for you. I'm here to make it really easy to understand, okay? Because I've been doing this for a long time now, and I've tried to make it easy to understand myself, and I've come to a point where I really understand it. So this is how it works. With high ticket dropshipping, specifically, you're gonna have product categories. These are categories of products that include subcategories of products, okay? So like for instance, let's just use the example of a wine cooler. Everybody's selling wine coolers online these days. I don't know why, but it's just a good example because it's something that rich people buy for their home, okay? So with the wine cooler, you have subcategories. You have dual zone wine coolers. You have really tall wine coolers that hold a lot of bottles. You have really small wine coolers that hold a few bottles. And if you are wondering what subcategories exactly are, just go type in wine coolers or buy a wine cooler or something into Google and go through one of the e-commerce stores that already sells them online, and you'll see all the different subcategories of wine coolers. Okay? And when you find a category of a product that has subcategories and you look it up and there's lots of stores selling just that product and you have a high search volume, like if you go to Google Trends and you type in wine coolers and you see like there's a bunch of search volume over time and there's trends, okay? That's a niche. That's a profitable niche. So when you look at a product category, like let's just take bunk beds for instance. Yes, it's a product category. Yes, there might be some subcategories and everything, but you're never gonna find a site just selling bunk beds. That's the interesting thing. It's usually got other furniture categories in it. And so most of the stores out there are gonna sell a wider variety of just furniture. So in that case, the niche is furniture. But one of the most important things you have to keep in mind with high ticket dropshipping, this model specifically, basically the only way that you can compete in the online marketplace where anybody and their mom can sell stuff is if you only work with suppliers that have a thing called minimum advertised pricing policies in place for their products. What that means is what it sounds like. It's the lowest amount that a authorized dealer is allowed to sell at on the internet. And it's really simple, right? If you type in a wine cooler and then you go to a store and you find a specific model of a wine cooler and you take that whole name of the wine cooler and type it back into Google and you look at all the ads for that particular wine cooler, you'll see a bunch of different listings. If those listings have the same price or very close to the same price, then it's likely that that manufacturer has and enforces their minimum advertising price policies. And there's a level playing field for all the dealers. It doesn't matter if that dealer's been around for 10 years, 20 years, or they just started yesterday, they have to sell at the same price. So they cannot compete on price. They have to compete in other ways. Like they can compete by offering free gifts, or they can compete by providing more value in the form of consultations, free consultations, or having more content on their website. They could even be sneaky and provide discounts in the cart on the full order instead of just on the product, but they still have to advertise that product at that same price point, okay? So that's how that works. You only want to work with suppliers that have MAP pricing, and you want to only start in a niche where there is MAP pricing. If you go into the furniture niche and you search around a store that sells furniture, and you look at any particular product and the competitors that sell that particular product, oftentimes you'll notice the prices are all over the place online. And I tried to do this. I tried to start a furniture store online and I tried to compete, but the problem was that there's tons of these big box stores that are physical and online only, and they have better pricing from the suppliers than the little guys do because they do more volume with them, okay? And since they have better pricing, oftentimes they'll buy in bulk to get that better pricing. They can sell at a lower price because those suppliers do not have MAP pricing, okay? And they'll sell at a lower price and they'll still have enough margin to be profitable. Whereas if you try to sell at that lower price too, your cost is higher and you just won't have the margin to be profitable. So it's very hard to break into the furniture business without a lot of upfront capital to purchase stock, to warehouse it, to fulfill it from there, and to have a showroom and stuff like that. That's really the only way to be profitable in the furniture niche. Now, there are some suppliers of furniture that do offer MAP pricing, but it's very specific types of furniture, very niche types of furniture, okay? One niche, for instance, is adjustable beds. That's a good one to look into. It's very small, but it's a niche where some of the suppliers do have MAP pricing. So if you had a website based around, I don't know, something like sleep, like, you know, a sleep e-commerce site, you could sell adjustable beds. You could try to find other suppliers in very niche specific categories like that. But I would look for a category that matches these three criteria. Number one, online websites that are already selling this product. Okay, that's key. And only that product. If they're selling a bunch of other products, then you have to figure, I wonder why they're not just selling that product anymore. They broadened, you know? And so keep that in mind, take those notes. But look for websites selling just that product. Number two, type those products back into Google, like I just said, and see if the suppliers enforce MAP policy or not. That's really key. And three, one of the most important things is the search volume and trends on the particular product's keyword. So the product category keyword, like wine coolers, look at the search volume using something like Keyword Planner, Google's Keyword Planner, and look at the trends using Google Trends. And you have to find something that's either trending up or straight, usually not down, down is bad. And for search volume, you're really looking for something that has over 50,000 searches per month in the US. If it's under that, then what you'll start to find is that websites go a little bit broader. You know, like for instance, trampolines. You probably won't find a site selling just trampolines. It's probably a site selling trampolines plus bounce houses plus play sets, that kind of thing. Okay, so keep that in mind. And there's a ton of different niches out there. If you want to get some ideas of niches, there's some great ways to do it. The first one is my free niches list. So if you haven't gotten that yet, you can easily get it at ecommerceparadise.com/99niches. And there's a whole list of 99 niches. Once you sign up, you get access to my mini course and I'll email you my niches list. So check your email for that. The other way is to go to a website like amazon.com or house.com or eBay or Wayfair or Overstock that has tons of product categories. And what you want to do is you want to sift through all those categories. You want to plug those back into Google and look at Google Shopping. And Google Shopping is a great tool to use because it's a comparison shopping tool. Comparison shopping engines are wonderful because they pull data from all these different e-commerce sites across the web, especially younger and more niche specific e-commerce sites that are run by a single entrepreneur, which is basically your future competition. Okay, and that's why we're doing that. If we want to model success, we also want to see what's out there right now, people that we're going to be directly competing with. Okay, and once you use Google Shopping, you'll be able to see if, number one, the price point of that product is high enough to be in high ticket range, which is usually around like over $200, $500, over $1,000, that kind of stuff. And two, how many niche stores are selling it and how many broad stores are selling it? Stores that have nothing to do with that specific niche. Stores that have the product name in the domain of the store, like winecoolerdirect.com or something like that, that's a niche store. Whereas like amazon.com selling wine coolers, Amazon's a broad store, okay? So it's really important to find those niche stores, and that's basically how you do it. And you've got to verify based on those three things, okay? Competitors, suppliers, and search volume. And obviously price point's really important. All right, so the next step in this whole process is when you've found a niche and you've chosen one. And choosing a niche is sometimes the most difficult process, sometimes the easiest. It's really just a decision you have to make. Decisions can be definitely tough to make sometimes, but they're really easy. And really just have to go with your gut feeling, okay? If you find a bunch of different niches or product categories that match the criteria of profitability, then you've got to just choose one and go with it. Okay, the key here is speed. And getting launched as fast as possible and getting into a niche to discover all the industry suppliers, the market, how it all works is really important. And don't ever feel like you're wasting your time, because you should be learning lessons all along the way. And even if your first store fails, that's okay, because you should have two or three or four other niches that you can just pick up and run with, and you can just close that one down or sell it on something like Shopify Exchange and get your money back that you invested initially, okay? So these are all great ways to go, and you have to just get started with at least one that fits those criteria and try to match it with some sort of prior skill set or knowledge that you have, and maybe some sort of passion that you have as well, okay? If that exists, great. That's a perfect trifecta of the business for you. If not, that's okay. You can always learn about your niche. You can always read guides and discover a passion that you didn't know you had about a particular product. But let's just say, for instance, you love drinking wine. Wine coolers might be a great niche for you, okay? Let's say you love drinking beer. Kegerators might be a great niche for you. Let's say you love playing pool. You could sell billiard tables online. Let's say you love watching movies. You can sell projector screens and home theater seating on a website. There's tons of high-ticket categories around niches like that. And if you want to dive into a particular market of people that love watching movies, for instance. You can sell high-ticket products at one store. You can make another store selling print-on-demand stuff. You can have another store selling cheap accessories like dropship from AliExpress or whatever. You can even private label that kind of stuff later on. You can build an e-commerce empire around a niche. So this is one thing you should have in mind. You are going to be the leader of your business. So you have to be the one to drive it forward. And that means having the most impetus behind that, having the most passion, okay? So let's move forward. The next step is easily building out a Shopify store. Shopify is one of the easiest e-commerce platforms to use. It's very well optimized. I highly recommend using it. You can get your free 14-day trial at ecommerceparadise.com/Shopify. And Shopify works great for this stuff. I only use it now. I used to use other systems like Volusion and BigCommerce and WordPress and WooCommerce back in the day, but I found them all to be too feature-rich, too confusing, too annoying to use, too slow. Shopify is the best, in my opinion. So I recommend using them. And a demo store is something where you just throw up a website. You don't even have to import real products. You just kind of put a picture of a product, call it what it is, and make a fake description, okay? And you can hire gigs on Fiverr to do this for you. Just do it yourself. It's really easy and simple. And what you can do with the demo product is really cool. You can call the same brands that are on your competitor sites that you found through the research, and you can get authorized dealer accounts with them for drop shipping without any money up front. That's the beauty of it. A lot of other business models online, they require you to pay money up front in order to access certain things to resell them. Not with these guys. Some dropship suppliers do require an upfront investment. You don't have to do that if you don't want to. You can work with just the suppliers that don't require any investment, just require you to fill out a piece of paper with your business information and your credit card info and send it back to them. And once you get these accounts, you can launch. It's really exciting. All you have to do is add their products to the store, put their SKU numbers in there, their barcodes, price points, all that good stuff, pictures, videos if you can find them, whatever. You can copy and paste the description off your supplier's site, rewrite it a little bit so it's good for SEO. And then once you do that, all you gotta do is install a few apps on Shopify to optimize your store, and then set up a thing like email marketing using Klaviyo, which I highly recommend. You can set up your remarketing audiences and stuff like that if you want to. But what's really important is that you get all that done really quick, because the most important thing is Google Ads, okay? That's how you're gonna get targeted buyer traffic to your website right away, all right? So launching cold traffic is the most important thing you'll do. And you gotta start out low and start out slow, but launching is good, because once you launch, you can adjust things along the way, and then you'll start making money, and you'll start getting sales, and you'll start becoming profitable. And I hope all this makes sense for you guys, because I'm about to dive into Google Ads a little bit so that you can understand it a little bit more. And once I do that, I'm going to go beyond it to the next stages and what you're going to need to know. So Google Ads is really simple to use, okay? They have three different types of ads that we normally use. Number one is the shopping ads. Number two is their search text ads. And number three is their dynamic remarketing ads. So Google shopping ads are the place you'll get the best traffic because Google normally is a text-based search engine. Okay, they also show images and YouTube videos, but mostly the only images on their search page is from those and shopping ads at the top. And shopping ads go above everything because they're ads. So shopping ads pre-qualify customers. They have a picture at the top, they have a price point, the store's name, and a special offer. So before the customer even clicks on the ad, they're sort of pre-qualified for that. They know they want that. But you have to be careful with shopping ads because Google chooses which search terms to show your ads for, which is completely different from the rest of their ads. Their search ads, for instance, you choose which search terms to show your ads for. But with shopping ads, it's the opposite. You have to tell Google what not to show your ad for, okay? And this is how you can use it to your advantage. You have to use what's called an inverted funnel, okay? Inverted funnels are really cool. And what they, how they work is based on keyword, let's just call it a keyword hierarchy. And a keyword hierarchy works in this way. First, you have the generic keyword at the top. It's a product category keyword. Let's say wine cooler. Next, you have the brand keyword or the brand plus category keyword just below that. Let's just say winter, which is a brand of wine coolers. Winter wine coolers are just winter. Okay, that's the next stage of keywords. And below that is a long tail. It's the brand name, winter in this case, plus the model name or the SKU number and maybe some other generic keywords related to the category. So it could be winter, you know, some SKU number, model name, wine cooler, this or that. Or it could be just the SKU number or just the brand name and model name. So that's the hierarchy. It's three levels of keywords. And the cool thing about Google Shopping Ads is in the settings, they give you the ability to choose high priority, medium priority, and low priority. So if you set your ads up so that the most important high priority ads are for the generic keyword search terms, the medium priority is for the brand, and the low priority is for the products, search terms will flow to your, people that type in search terms, these people that are interested in buying these products, will type in these SKU number search terms. These are people that know exactly what they want. Okay, you can bid really high on that traffic, and those people will see your ad and click to your website, and they want to buy that product right now. They're looking for the best deal on it. And they'll see around, they'll see if they like the price, maybe you have a discount or a free gift or something like that that other competitors don't, and they might buy from you right then and there, okay? And that's how you make this stuff work. It is like magic. And I have full training in my high-ticket dropshipping masterclass, and that's the beauty of it, is I've done all this so much that I know exactly how to set it all up, so I've done it for you guys, and you guys can get it direct from me. So if you are interested in that, just go to ecommerceparadise.com/masterclass and get in there today. And I have full training on Google Ads setup. Next, after you have Google Ads going, all you need to do is continue to optimize your store by improving your product pages and improving your search engine optimization and all your page structure and your internal linking and get backlinks from influencers. You also want to grow your social media influence by promoting your social media channels through your internal marketing. And also maybe using some social media ads to get likes to your page, that kind of stuff, and also promote content through your page. And the next thing is video marketing, okay? Most people skip this because they're afraid to do video. But the cool thing is that you don't have to be on video to do video, okay? You can do what's called a slideshow. And you can do this really easily. All you have to do, and first and foremost, by the way, do it for your products, okay? All you have to do is pull the data from your product page, put it into a thing like Google Slides, okay, and then make a screen recording video using something like QuickTime and talk about the product and sell it, okay? And you make a sales video for your product, video sales letter basically, you're way more likely to close sales and you're gonna get a ton of traffic from YouTube and other sources. So video marketing is key and you can use video in all facets of your business. And if you're not afraid to get on camera, that's the best thing for you because you're gonna grow your business way faster that way. All right, and then one of the last stages is selling more to your current customers. A lot of people forget about this, but it's really important. As soon as you have a profitable product, find everything else that you can sell along with that product and add that to the product page that's an option to buy, okay? And you're going to give people the option to buy more of what they want to go along with that product, and they're going to buy more for you, more from you. They're going to buy it from the product page, the cart page, the thank you page, and after the sale in the emails. And you're going to make a lot more money, okay? And that's how you scale past seven figures with your business. So the launch process of getting a demo store done is definitely easily doable within 30 days. After that, recruiting suppliers and getting all that done usually takes at least another month. But what we've done is I've put together a team of expert virtual assistants that can start and grow these businesses for me. And what we do is we start businesses for people. And we provide it as a package so that you, if you are the type of person that doesn't have much time but has a good paying job and is looking for something like this to be done for you, we have that available. And I've even created a free training to go along with it that includes my three phases to success with my turnkey package. And so if you're interested in a turnkey kind of solution for starting a high-ticket dropshipping business within 30 to 45 days, instead of having to take like 3 to 6 months to get it done and launched because of how little time you have, then go check out my free training. It's at ecommerceparadise.com/turnkey. And again, guys, if you fail in your first niche, don't consider it a failure. It's not necessarily the worst thing that ever will happen to you in life. It just means something was wrong with the niche. So go to the next one and see if you can get success there. But oftentimes, it's just the way that you are marketing to that niche. Maybe you're choosing the wrong products to promote. Maybe you're not providing the best offer out there in the marketplace. There's lots of different things. And you need to really become a student of marketing in order to successfully do this online. You cannot just throw things at the wall and see what sticks, because a lot of it won't stick, okay? Become a student of success. Look at successful case studies out there. Like, look at Amazon and read about how they became successful and model after what they did, because there's clues, okay? Success leaves clues. And to end this out, I just want to let you guys know that this kind of business model can take you anywhere, okay? It can take you all around the world. But the coolest thing is the first place it'll take you is out of your day job and into your home again. So you can relax. You can work from home. It's so much more relaxing and easygoing than having to race to get to work every day, do what your boss tells you to do, answer to customers, make money for somebody else, you know, take lunch when you're told, take break when you're told, you know, leave work at 5, battle traffic to get to the gym or whatever you do after work, go home, eat dinner, you know, and life is complicated, right? And money is complicated. But if you start doing this kind of stuff in the evenings, on the weekends, while you're at work even, on your break, then you'll get somewhere. And start as simple as you possibly can with one product category store and with one supplier, with one product, and grow from there, okay? And you can get there. And if you decide to lower your expenses, there's many options for you. Number one, living in a cheaper city. Okay, you might be afraid to move out of your current city, but it might not be the worst thing in the world either. Okay, there's lots of cheaper cities to live in than where you live right now. All right, and the other cool thing is that you don't really have to live anywhere nowadays. You can travel around and find long-term housing situations in almost any city in the world. You can become what's called a digital nomad. You can live in these kind of developing countries in places like Southeast Asia. Bali or Thailand or the Philippines, you can live in these places. And you'd be surprised, but there's actually some very luxurious accommodations in these cities. And they're actually very affordable. That's the crazy part. You can get a penthouse suite in Bangkok, Thailand for like $1,500 a month. A penthouse suite. I mean, these are decked out apartments, fully furnished. Everything's covered. A gym, a swimming pool, all sorts of crazy stuff. The Philippines is very similar. Bali, you get these amazing villas. You can, if you have a bunch of friends, you can rent a millionaire mansion villa in Bali for like $3,000 a month. Or if you're just a single person, you can rent a studio apartment at a co-working apartment where the co-working space at it for like $500 a month. Okay, it's super cheap. And a dropshipping business can provide you enough income so that you can travel around and you can live in cooler places in the world. It's kind of the reason why I started becoming a traveler and a digital nomad, is because I wanted to get out and experience more of the world. And now I want to share it with you guys, okay? I've been doing this for so long now that it's not exactly what it used to be. What it used to be was this exciting new thing for me. And now it's like, well, I do this all the time. It's no big deal. You know, it's kind of like the Matrix. Once you take the red pill, you're out. Now you kind of want to give back. You want to go out and help more other people get out of the Matrix too. And that's kind of my mission right now, is to help you guys get out of the Matrix. So I've built a whole system. You can utilize my training. You can even get me for private mentorship or private coaching if you want. And you can utilize my team to build you a whole business if you want as well. All the information is at ecommerceparadise.com. You can email me anytime at trevor@ecommerceparadise.com. Make sure that you subscribe to my YouTube channel, because I'm putting out free content all the time. I'm going to be doing a live video every single week, so I'm really excited to grow this channel and to help you guys more. And if you guys have any suggestions for content or any questions that you want, leave them as a comment below. Or, you know, email me or just whatever. Just drop a line somewhere on social media especially. And by the way, I have a Facebook group called E-commerce Paradise Dropshippers, so all of you guys should join that. And I'd love to have you in there and help you out. So I'm really excited for the next call, but I'm not going to do it again until next week. So if you guys have any questions, let me know. The last thing I want to talk about is a big announcement that I have, and it's really exciting. I've actually released a new marketplace on my website, ecommerceparadise.com. And the marketplace is a place where you can go to buy and sell high-ticket dropshipping stores. So if you want to sell your high-ticket dropshipping store, all you have to do is write me, trevor@ecommerceparadise.com, or go to our contact page and submit me information about your store. I'll list it on the marketplace. I'll market it to my audience. And if it sells, we only take 10% of the listing as a fee. And there's no upfront fee to list it. So we also have stores for sale. You can check it out at ecommerceparadise.com/marketplace. You can get in there. We have cash flowing stores. We have turnkey stores that are ready to launch. We have demo stores that are ready to gain suppliers. And we have a big sale coming up for this next week as well. So if you're not on the email list yet, go get my niches list at ecommerceparadise.com/99niches and get on the email list. Get notified for my big sale that's coming up this week. And I'm really excited to help you guys out, because this stuff is awesome. And I know a lot of you guys want to do this and live this lifestyle. Preetam Roy, I'm really glad to hear from you, man. I'm so excited to help you out. Preetam just joined the masterclass not too long ago. I believe he's in India, and he's just an awesome entrepreneur and really excited. So I'm happy to have you on board, and happy to help you get part of that laptop lifestyle too, man. I'm just really excited about that. All right, guys, so it was great talking to you. I'm going to end out this call now, and I hope you the best day ever. Take care.